Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SJVN Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be no opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q1 FY24 conference call of SJVN. So I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. N.L. Sarma, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. A.K. Singh, Director of Finance. So we will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. N.L. Sarma, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, all the analysts and other associated persons present in the conference call. Let me start with the overview. Right now, our installed capacity of SJVN is about 2,100 MW, comprising of two hydro projects, two wind projects, and four other solar projects. And the projects under construction, we have around 16 projects under construction of the capacity 4,500 MW approximately. Let me share another thing, that in the coming 3 years, our installed capacity portfolio is going to be multiplied or increased by about 6 times. We are right now 2,100 MW installed capacity. In the next 3 years, in the next 1 year, we will be adding about 1,500 MW capacity. And next to next year, see, after 1 year, the capacity addition will be around 5,200 MW. And in the third year, the capacity addition will be around 3,300 MW. So total installed capacity we will be going to add in the next 3 years, the projects which are visible, and we have already won the projects, and construction is either going on or will start, and projects will be completed in these next 3 years of the capacity of around 10,000 MW. So our installed capacity after 3 years will be around, will be crossing 12,000 MW capacity. Speaking regarding the total portfolio, we have a total portfolio of 55,000 MW capacity. The projects which we have been indicated or which we have acquired, so the projects which are visible, around 40 projects which are visible, will be constructing. But the other projects where due diligence and investigation will be conducted, and the viable project will be taken up. So our target of 25 GW by 2030 is rightly and quite visible. So we will definitely achieve that target of 25 GW by 2030. Now, I will come to the Q1 results. Q1 results are, though, not that much encouraging because of the reason that water availability in the river, in the Satluj River particularly, where our two mega projects are located, in the first quarter was not good. The reasons are many because in the first quarter, the discharge in the river, the generation from the water, that discharge was very low. It was, at one point of time, was 50% as compared to the last year. So increased with the incoming of the monsoon. But during these first quarter, April, May, June, the winter was very, very less. There was very less snowfall on the hills because there was very mild winter this year. So snowfall was very less. and just with the onset of the summer season, when the snow melts and discharge comes in the river, water comes in the river. So the summer was also very mild, but especially there was no summer in the hilly region, rightly. So temperature in the hilly region was very low and lesser snow melt and lesser discharge in the river. So discharge in the river was about 25 to 30% lesser as compared to last year. And this resulted into the lesser generation, the Q1. I will give the total figure. Generation from all projects of SJVN in the first quarter was 2,061 million units as compared to 2,735 million units. So there is a difference of about 674 million units lesser generation. This is about 25% lesser as compared to the last season. So it is reflected in the lesser sale of power also. So there was decrease in the generation to the extent of 25%. Resultantly, revenue from operations, only because of the lesser generation, the revenue from generation decreased by 71 crores. If we talk of the revenue from operations, last year it was 1,006 crores in the first quarter, whereas this year it's 664 crores as compared to the last year. There's a decrease in 341 crore revenue from operations. So partly 71 crore due to lesser generation, and last year 289 crore in the quarter one was the arrears which we got for the Rampur hydroelectric project because of the tariff revision by tariff order by the CERC. So that amount was 289 crores. 71 crore was the was less because of the lesser generation, and there is reduction in the UI charges also. 19 crore lesser UI charges, the new regime of DSM. So total revenue decreased by 341 crores. It is almost one third of the last year, or 34% lesser as compared to last year. Other income slightly increased because of increased interest on deposits in the banks. So total income also decreased by 31%. Last year it was 1070 crore and this year it is 738 crore rupees. So there was a decrease of 332 crore rupees. Expenses, overall expenses also decreased. There is a decrease of about 62 crore rupees. Last year, total expenses were 420 crores and this year 358 crore rupees. Resultantly, profit before tax decreased by 41%. It is 380 crore rupees this year as compared to 650 crore last year. PAT decreased by about 55%. Last year it was 607 crore and this is 270 crore rupees. Earning per share also decreased by 86 paisa. In the first quarter it is 0.69 rupees, that's 69 paisa, as compared to 1 rupee 55 paisa last year. Net worth increased by about 2.6%. It increased from 13,735 crore to 14,091 crore this year. Book value also increased. Generation, I have also already explained that generation decreased by about 25% in all Nasa, Jhakadi, Rampur, both the projects generation decreased, whereas in case of wind and solar generation also decreased. Plant availability factor is for Rampur and Nasa Jhakadi projects is by and large same. We are operating these projects at the maximum load, that is 110%. So we are running our machines on full load. Capacity, total incentives also decreased. Last year total incentives of Q1 were 87.59 and this year is only 67.59 9.6%, reduction of about 22%. Primarily UI charges, that the new DSM regime which has been introduced, these UI charges decreased. Then about receivables, there is substantial improvement in the receivables. Last year during the quarter one, total receivables were 1,058 crore rupees, and this year in the quarter one, at the end of the quarter one, total receivables are 329. So against 1,058, 329, there is substantial improvement, about 729 crore rupees difference between the two. And this is because of the reasons that last year receivables from J&K were very high, more than 600 crores. Now at this point of time, receivables from J&K are only 80 crore rupees. So there is an improvement. So this is about the brief. Now we are ready for the questions of the persons present in the conference call.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abhineet Anand from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, I just wanted to know, the next 3 years you talked about 10,000 megawatt. If you can give the details as to next 2 years at least, this 1,500 and 5,000, what are the units that you are expecting?
Definitely I will share. In the next 1 year, the unit Natwar Mori is of 60 megawatt will be commissioned within a month. Then first unit of Buxar Thermal Power Plant of 660 megawatt capacity will be commissioned by March 24. Then Bagodra Solar Power Project in Gujarat of 70 megawatt capacity will be commissioned. Then Gurra and Guzrai, both 125 megawatt capacity in Uttar Pradesh, will be commissioned in this calendar year, we are expecting. Then Raganseda Solar Power Project in Solar Park in Gujarat will be commissioned in the first year. Then Omkareshwar Floating Solar Power Project of 90 megawatt capacity will be commissioned within 1 year. Then in Punjab, we are executing 100 megawatt capacity solar power project that will also be commissioned. Then Bikaner solar power project in Rajasthan, out of 1000 megawatt, 250 megawatt will be commissioned in this financial year. These are few projects which will be commissioned within 1 year. Then after 1 year and before the 2 years, after 1 year, that capacity of around 900 megawatt capacity around 3 project in Nepal, Buxar Thermal Power Plant second unit will be commissioned, Bikaner rest of the 750 megawatt, then floating solar power project in BVMB reservoir of Nangal Dam, then in Bihar, Jamoi and Banka about 200 megawatt capacity solar power project will be commissioned. Then in BVMB ground mounted solar power project, which we have got about 33 megawatt and 18 and 15, total 33 megawatt. Then in Gujarat about 300 megawatt capacity, which we have already got and work is going on, 360 megawatt capacity will be commissioned. Then solar power project in Maharashtra of 200 megawatt capacity. Then again in Maharashtra, 400 again, in Maharashtra 400 megawatt capacity project will be commissioned. Then again, in Gujarat, GUVNL phase 17, 200 megawatt capacity, then 100 megawatt capacity of wind power project again in Gujarat. Then SECI has allotted 100 megawatt capacity, and here in India, 100 megawatt capacity, and again, wind power through of 200 megawatt capacity allotted by SECI in Tranche 4-10 will be commissioned. Then in Punjab, we have got order of 1200 megawatt capacity, 200 megawatt in Punjab, and 1000 megawatt anywhere in India that will be commissioned in the second year. Then again, in Rajasthan, RVNL, we have got 100 megawatt capacity there. So these are the projects, more than 5200 megawatt capacity will be commissioned in the second year. Similarly, 3300 megawatt capacity will be commissioned, like Luhri Stage 1, Dhaulasidh, and other solar projects. So total around 10,000 megawatt capacity will be commissioned. Projects will be installed in the next 3 years.
So just trying to understand, out of these, so Arun 3, which is 900 megawatt, and Buxar, which is 1320, these are the non-RE, if I can call hydro as non-RE for the time being. So no, these are the only two non-RE, right? Rest, everything is RE.
Everything is RE, though hydro is RE also.
Sure. So basically, Buxar, sir, what would be the estimated cost on Buxar and Arun 3, if you can just give a broad number?
Estimated cost of Buxar will be around 10,400 crore total. And Arun 3, the generation component will be around 6,000 crore, and transmission component will be around 1,600 crore rupees.
And Arun 3 will be largely type of a regulated numbers, right?
We can say we are tying up the power of Arun 3, but we can't say exactly that it is regulated. So
what is the agreement there, sir?
Agreement, we are entering into an agreement for lump sum price, fixed price. Fixed price, not CRC price.
So this is, we have PPA with which entity here?
We are just trying to enter into power purchase agreement or sale of this power. We have already signed MOU with ReNew, and we are also trying with the states also, but not CRC determined tariff. It will be lump sum tariff. We have targeted ROE of at least 16.5% on this. It will be more than that even, more than that.
Okay. And just trying to understand on your RE projects, based on the current pricing, I mean, what type of ROEs, etc., do you, or IRR, anything that you can help us with?
Yeah, equity IRR in case of solar projects will be above 12%. It may range between 12% to 15%.
In all these projects, you are saying that 12 to 15 will be the equity IRR.
Yes, the average ROE will be 12 to 15%.
So, what is your debt rate, sir?
Debt rate is around 8%.
Okay. And lastly, sir, this
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Anand. May we request that you
sure.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Apoorva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, wanted to understand on this revenue under recovery, basically because of water availability. When is it expected to be sort of recouped back? Are you seeing better flows during this quarter or by the end of this year? And also the impact of recent floods.
Can you repeat the question and little slowly so that I can understand your question?
Sir, on the revenue under recovery because of less water availability, right? I understand that it will be recouped back during the year. So can you guide us as in how should we see across the quarters?
Yes. In the first quarter, as I explained, that lesser water in the rivers resulted into lesser generation. And the second quarter, which is a monsoon season quarter, we almost get the full water in the river, and machines are on the full load, and generation is also highest also. So we will almost end up with at par or slightly improved generation, but not to that extent, because all in the previous years also we were doing also well in the. So we are expecting at par generation and revenue from the second quarter. But there is in the third and fourth quarters last year were not good because of various reasons, that snow melt in the region and all these things. So if the temperature or snow that rainfall during the winter is good, we expect improvement in the discharge as well as generation, and the additional generation will be from the projects which we are commissioning this year. That Natwar Mori project will be commissioned just in a month. Other solar projects will be commissioned during the coming months also. So generation will increase, and resultantly revenue will also increase. So that will be.
Sir, for these two existing projects, in case the generation, the water flow remains inadequate throughout the year, how do we recover the fixed charges then? I mean, the entire revenues?
So, we get sale fixed charges through two modes. One is capacity charges and another is energy charges. So, capacity charges, we are sure that we will get full capacity charges, rather we make the machines available above 100%. But whereas the energy charges are concerned, 50% revenue we get from the energy charges. So if energy charges, the generation is good, then that will improve. That depends on the generation. Compared to last year, if it is good, then there will be increase in the revenues. One thing I will also share, that whatever generation we do more than the design energy, we sell it as secondary energy, and the rate of secondary energy is just 1.20 rupees. Whereas rate of design energy in case of Rampur is 4.25 rupees, and in case of Nathwa Jhakri it is 2.25 rupees. So if we generate more than the secondary design energy, the difference in the total revenue is very, very less after the design energy generation. So, but everything depends on the generation. If generation is more, then revenue will be more. So it can't be predicted, because in the monsoon season, that is quarter two, this year our plant was shut down for 3.5 days because of the high silt. But August is going good, there is no high level of silt, and our generation is quite good.
Understood, sir. Sir, last two questions. I think one is on the Arunachal projects that we have been awarded recently. If you can share the capital cost timelines and PPAs, etc. And also on the renewable projects that we intend to build, do we have the land and transmission availability secured for them?
Yes, in Arunachal Pradesh, we have been allotted 5 projects. One is Italian 3097 megawatt, and second one is Atonally, that is again 680 megawatt capacity. Then there is Amini, it is of 500 megawatt capacity. Then there is Amolin 420 megawatt capacity and Mehmdan 400 megawatt capacity. So total 5097 megawatt capacity projects are there. Out of these 5 projects, we are going to sign MOA with the government of Arunachal Pradesh on 12th of this month, day after tomorrow. Out of these 5 projects, 2 projects, Italian only, DPR is ready. And Italian, not only DPR, but other some clearances, though fresh clearance, environment clearance are in the advanced stage. There was some observation from Ministry of Energy, Environment and Forest. So we believe that all these formalities, all the codal requirements will be completed in just between 1 and 1.5 years. And a talent project is a major, which will be the largest project in the country of 3097 megawatt capacity, will be put to construction stage just in 1 and 1.5 years. And it will be completed in the next 6 and 7 years. So there will be huge capacity addition, and the investment on this project will be around 40,000 crore rupees on Italian itself. Whereas in Attorney, we will try that the project is put to construction in the next 2 years. So 680 megawatt capacity, and investment will be around 9,000 crore rupees. So huge potential in Arunachal Pradesh, and SJVN is targeted to bring these projects into construction as soon as possible. Other three projects, Amni, Amulin and Memden, will take some time. The DPR is yet to be prepared. They will take at least 3 years to start the construction. So this is the overall picture of Arunachal projects.
So there were, if I'm not mistaken, but there were quite a few issues in terms of locals not really wanting more hydro projects, and I think there was a recent court order as well. So any clarity on that? I mean, do we have that clearance now?
We are yet to take over all the this documents and handing over, taking over will be done after MOA. So we will come to know and we will take action as and when we take up these projects. But rightly said that in hydro projects, issues will always be there. Major issues or compelling issues till the project is commissioned.
Sure,
but we are very much expert and we are very much experienced in construction of hydro projects. We will find out the ways how to proceed further.
Sure, sir. So lastly, on the renewable part, if you can highlight on the land and transmission availability for the projects that we plan to build over the next 2 years, 2 to 3 years.
Yes, most of the projects, connectivity issue is by and large solved, and it is not a major issue.
And sir, land?
Yes, land, in some cases, the land is in the park. That has been allotted by the park developer. Whereas in other cases, now we have divided the activities into different phases. Earlier, we were doing the EPC mode. So EPC mode, that land connectivity and module supply through one contractor only, but now we have learned the tricks of the trade. Now we have bifurcated or we have split all the activities. Land, we are doing it separately, then connectivity separately, then balance of supply, then erection of modules through a separate package, and supply of modules through a separate package. So what the response is encouraging in case of land also, land acquisition also.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dhruv Muchhal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So, just one clarification on the earlier question. So, assuming the design energy for both the hydro plants that we have is by the end of the year is lower, say 10% or 20% lower than what the design energy is approved. So, as per the regulations, we are still allowed to recover the variable component of the tariff, right, sir? By the end of the year, you make all these adjustments because the design energy, I mean, the actual water flow is lower than the design energy.
Yes, we can, as I explained that it is in two parts, one is for the capacity, another is for the energy component. So if it is lesser than the design energy, we have already insured the projects, and we take up the issue with the insurance company for the recovery of this.
Does it have to go to insurance companies, or it is part of the regulations itself? The regulations allow you to recover it.
Regulation is part of regulation also.
part of regulation, right? So, okay, got it. So the second question is, you mentioned that the UI charges are lower because of change in the DSM regulation. So if you can provide more clarity of why is this happening, and also now we are also, you know, seeing that the grid code is changing from, I think, August or September. September or October, the grid code is changing where you will have to, you know, change the how you provide schedule to the grid and all those things are changing. So what implication will it have on us? Because hydro generation can sometimes be a bit volatile. So does it have any implication in terms of how we schedule our power, how we provide, you know, schedule to the grid? Any financial implication, please?
Yes, now grid regulations are very, very strict at about the frequency the power machine will run, the power generation, frequency of the power generation, and whether we can run the machines on overload also, or in the grid we have to maintain the discipline also. So now the chances of this UI charges or deviations are very, very less. Penalties are also there, incentives are also there. So definitely this has become a very, very complicated and cumbersome process.
Okay. And so the change in grid code, how will it impact you, sir, the upcoming change in grid code? Will it have any implication?
We can explain you separately if you want the total.
Sure, sir. That will be helpful. And so one last question that this please is on the Punjab 1200 megawatt. Is this a regulated structure or how is the structure? I mean, how do you, I think this was not bid project. So just wanted to understand what is the return model here?
Yeah, no, it's a, we have got it through bid, through competitive method. In Punjab, the tariff will be 2.75 rupees per unit. The 200 megawatt capacity project which we will install in Punjab, whereas outside Punjab, 1000 megawatt, the tariff is 2.53 rupees per unit. So that is the fixed charge, no regulated or other.
Okay, it is fixed only. Sorry, sir, one last question, sorry, I missed, was the, on the Arun 3 dam work, I think there were some complications in the dam work. Is that resolved and what stage are we in?
Now that is resolved. They have found the problem and they were caving in of our diversion tunnel, and that is being corrected, that is being repaired, and say by September end, we will again start the construction of the dam.
Got it. Sure, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Priyansh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, when we see towards this our projected new capacity addition of 10,000 megawatts, it all looks very bright and very, very, very good, very nice. But I will just play the role of the devil advocate here. All those, because I have been just going in detail. So you see, we are going in the renewal maybe like the last 1 year or so first time. And so there can be some contingency here. So how the company has protected itself regarding the contingency in terms of, for example, cost overrun, in terms of delay in execution, in terms of the funding, and in terms of signing of PPA, in terms of the ROI, and also since we are executing multiple projects, so what action we have taken, did we set up any separate cell to look for the cost efficiency? Because 10,000 megawatts out of that, like excluding two hydropower, maybe like 7,000 something or 8,000 something is only RE. So there is enough scope of the economy of scale in terms of negotiation, purchase, and alternate sources. So whatever cost project we are projecting for this execution, maybe this can also be reduced by going for the cost escalation. By going for the cost efficiency. So if you could just reply to each of these points, because these are very critical issue for the company.
Yeah, definitely, Priyansh. The 10,000 megawatt capacity, which I have referred to here, capacity addition in next 3 years, all the projects are visible. Either the projects are under construction or at the stage of awarding of the contracts, or in some cases we have already got the projects through competitive bidding, and states have to issue LOI after vetting of the tariff by the concerned SERCs. So these projects, 10 projects in the first year, 19 projects in the second year, and 25 projects in the third year. These are 54 projects which will be commissioned in the next 3 years. And yes, the contingency plan which we have installed, that in case of hydro projects, say hydro projects, uncertainties are there. But our people are capable of tackling all the uncertainties apart from the time factor. Because if some surprises occur, then sometimes that takes time. For example, caving in of diversion tunneling around three projects. Had it been not there, that project will have progressed. But because of this caving in of the diversion tunnel, we found the way out, and what the delay in construction has resulted, and by 3 to 6 months there is a delay in the completion of the project. So what we have every plan in place. Whereas in case of other RE projects like solar and wind, surprises are very, very less. There may be a few problems like possession of the land, then connectivity issue. But our team, we have constituted our team in such a way that we take simultaneous action on all the things, acquisition of the land, then connectivity, then supply of the modules, like that. So delay, if any, is there in the next 3 years, I don't rule out this fact that there will not be delay. But delays will be only in months, not in years. So that is the issue. Whereas the financing is concerned, we have a strong, robust balance sheet. Our cash flow in the next 7-8 years are going to be very, very on the higher side, and there will be no issue of arranging funds for these projects. We have already done the innovative financing, whether it is so bonds or external commercial borrowings, or borrowing from other banks or other financial institutions. We have recently signed MOU with the REC for 50,000 crore funds for our RE projects. Similarly, we are also arranging from other banks for financial closure of these projects. So I don't see any funding issue with for the expansion plan. And so as PPAs are concerned, in all the RE projects, PPAs are in place in advance, whereas in case of a thermal project, PPA is already in place. In case of hydro projects, PPAs generally take place in the last years of construction. But the advantage which we have, that we are a diversified company. We have portfolio of hydro, we have portfolio of thermal, we have portfolio of solar, we have wind also. So we can also come out with a bundling solution, that all the powers will be bundled and will be sold to the clients, that during the day period we can supply solar power, during the peaking hours we can supply hydro power. So we will give one and complete solution to the clients, to the customers. So that is in our mind. In case there are no PPAs for the hydro, we will bundle it with the solar and we will sell this power at a very optimum rate to the customers, and there will be customers for the round-the-clock supply of power.
And sir, what about this
sorry to interrupt. Mr. Priyash?
I didn't finish, ma'am, I didn't, please don't interrupt like this. Like, it's a very important question. Prior to me, this previous speaker has spoken about 10 minutes. You didn't bother for about him. Kindly advise regarding the cost efficiency part. How are you going to reduce the cost?
Last question, otherwise you are also welcome to have conversation separately with our team also.
On this number, I have got some other input, it was very difficult to trace this invite for the meeting in your website, because your because the navigation website is not very smooth. Mr. Somendra Das, I don't know why he did not put the link in the
question. Yes, come to the question. We can discuss separately.
On this number can I call, sir? On this number can I call, sir?
Last question, you can.
On this number can I call, sir?
You can contact our company secretary. He will arrange. Somendra Das.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. The next question is from the line of Hiral Nandu from Kalpra Kurush Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have just one question to understand. With the target of 10,000 megawatt in next 2 to 3 years, what is the revenue potential we are looking for year 1, 2, and 3 coming from the next year onwards?
Yes, you are welcome. That our current revenue is around 2,500 crore to 3,000 crore from the existing operations. In the next year, we will be adding around 1,500 megawatt capacity, and revenue from that will be around 1,800 crores. The next additional revenue of 1,800 crores. That is for 24 or 25? Existing revenue is 2,500 crores, and with the capacity addition of 1,500 crores, the revenue will be around 2,800 crores. And in the next year, this financial year, or at least at most up to the June 24. And the next year, in the second year, revenue from 5,200 megawatt capacity addition, revenue will be around 6,000 to 7,000 crore additional revenue. And in the third year, capacity expansion of around 3,300 crore. The additional revenue will be around 3,000 crores. So total revenue at the after 3 years will be around 14,000 to 15,000 crores, which is at present around 2,500 to 3,000 crores. So this is going to be increased by four to five times.
Super, great. And the margin profile would remain same what they are currently, in the range of 40-odd percentage, or the PAT margin and EBITDA margin, or that would have some change?
Margins from hydro margin is more, whereas in case of wind and solar, the margin will not be of that size, but margin which we have worked out, at present, our PAT is between 1,000 to 1,300-400 crores. So next year, it will increase to about 1,900. There will increase of about 700 crore margin PAT. And the next year, the margin will, after 2 years, the PAT will increase up to 3,000 to 3,300 crores. And at the end of 3 years, the margin, the total profit will increase to 3,500 to 4,000 crores. So this margin, this profit will increase by about four times.
Okay.
And after 4 times.
Super. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Father. Sir, would like to connect separately for the further detailed question.
You are welcome.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. So my question is more to do with the pumped storage projects. If you could give us some color on which are the near-term projects that you are going to start off, what stage of construction they are in, what will be the capital outlay per megawatt, what kind of leasing arrangements you have with State Discom. You know, such picture, if you could help us through, it will be very helpful for us.
The work on PSPs is in the state of inception only. Government of India has indicated about 10 projects to SJVN in 3-4 states of the capacity of 13,000 megawatt capacity. But when we visited these projects, what 5-6 projects are not in the position to take off, because these projects were identified quite long back, and these projects fall in the wildlife sanctuary, so these projects cannot be taken up. Some of these projects are in Maharashtra. Whereas some projects in Himachal and one in Maharashtra and Karnataka, other in Mizoram, we are preparing the pre-feasibility report, and if the projects are reported viable, we will take on this. But separately, we are going to enter into an MOU with Government of Maharashtra. Maharashtra government has some other projects, so they are interested to develop these projects in JV mode. There Mahajanko will also be the partner, and we have already signed MOU with them. Majority stake will be the SJVN, time management and control will be the SJVN. So we will start survey investigation of these projects, and if these are found viable, we will be going for them. The capacity which we have targeted for PSCs in the next 7-8 years is of 5000 megawatt capacity PSCs. And the investment on these projects is around 9 to 10 crores per megawatt. So 5000 megawatt capacity, we will be spending around 45 to 50,000 crore capex on these projects in the next 7-8 years. So that is the state.
Sure, sir, sure. My second question is more to do with the physical progress, as in the capex done for the critical projects, which includes your Buxar Thermal and Arun 3 and maybe Dhaulasid also, if you could help us the physical progress percentage-wise completion.
Yes. The physical progress of Buxar Thermal Power Project is about 78-79%. The project is scheduled to be commissioned, first unit will be commissioned in this financial year by March 24, and the second unit will be commissioned by September 24. And total capex for this project, Buxar Thermal Project, is about 10,400 crores, and we have already spent around 8,200 crore rupees in Buxar. Whereas in case of Arun 3 project in Nepal, the physical progress is around 70%, and this project is scheduled to be commissioned by next September to December 24. And financial progress out of this 7,000 crores, we have already spent around 4,500 crore rupees. Whereas in case of this Luhri Stage 1, this is 1,800 crore project, and physical progress is about 55 to 60%, and we have already spent around 1,100 crores on this project. In case of Dhaulasid, the project is of about 700 crores, and we have spent around 500 crores on this project, and the physical progress is again what 55 to 60%. So this is the stage. Whereas in case of 1000 megawatt solar project in Bikaner, the total outlay is around 5500 crores, and we have spent around 2200 crores on this project. And this project will also be commissioned part in March 24 and the remaining by September 24.
Sure, sir. I appreciate those parts. Just to conclude on the regulated equity, what will be that number looking like at the end of FY 24 and 25? That's my final question.
Yeah, just a minute. Yes, regulated equity as on this date on the commissioned project is 6,200 crores, and regulated equity on the projects which are under construction is to the extent of 7,800 crores, and total when these projects are completed will be around 14,000 crores.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's it from my side. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be taking the last question. That is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So what will be the consolidated debt of the company at the end of first year, second year, and third year, when all these 10,000 megawatts, according to you, will be completed?
Yes, and, consolidated debt. Just a minute. As on date, the total debt is on 15,000 crore rupees, and by the end of next 3 years, the total debt will be around about 27,000-28,000 crore rupees.
So so as on today, what is the date, debt, sir?
It is about 15,000 crore rupees.
So from 15,000. We'll move at the end of first year to which figure, then at the end of second year to which figure, if you can give
details that. Details you can share separately. Right now, I don't have the details for the next year.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sir. One small suggestion. All this project cost, project completion data, if you can share in a separate presentation, it will be very helpful. This is very confusing. You are executing 54 projects for which there is hardly any data on your website. NHPC shares all this data. What is the project cost? What is the timeline? What is the project completion schedule? I would request you to consider it. Please don't take it as a
criticism. Thank you for the suggestion. It's a nice suggestion. We will definitely share.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was our last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for his closing comments.
Yeah, so we thank Mr. Anil Sharma, sir, for giving us an opportunity to host this call. And we also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.